Treasury, the National Commissioner, the Executive System, and the team. Commissioner, you are happy welcome in our very, very good. You will tell us. Our agenda, members and commissioner and our guests, is a briefing by the department on current status of rights and privileges of inmates. And then we at the portfolio committee, I want to change the wording of recommendation by saying we are going to table a list of changes to this recommendation. But before that, I think that there's a lot of things going on in the media all over the country talking about the commissioner, Mr. Peterson. And I have asked the commissioner, can you please explain what is this whole thing of the National Commissioner? And I think I'm going to give you a chance, Commissioner, to really explain to this committee. You know, this committee must hear and know. Because I must tell you that this committee I have in full confidence in. And when things are coming up, then we really ask ourselves, is it really the same very citizen that we know? But you can say it for yourself, Commissioner, before we start with our agenda of liberation.
The Honorable Chairperson, Mr. Bloom, from the Portfolio Committee, my colleague from the DCS Economic Institute, and I've been talking for your Chairperson to vote about the show of our new Chief Deputy Commissioner responsible for development and care with effect from the 1st of July, Mr. Woodley. He's been a Deputy Commissioner with DCS for many years. He was a friend of this committee, a worthy appointment, I truly believe. Vibrant, always come up with new ideas, totally committed to this institution and the transformation project of DCS. As I call it, is by saying, and a formidable senior manager. And I'm really very happy about the choice of cabinet to be appointing this meeting. We have also the Chief Deputy Commissioner of Corrections, the Secretary of the Committee, and then of course Mr. Commissioner of the Office, who is in the Office of the Minister. Before I do what you've asked me to do, Chairman, let me also just acknowledge the pain that I certainly have experienced in reading about the former Ministerian by the former Chairperson of this committee. In the relation of the violation against the person while he was in prison. The Chinese media carried his story quite extensively And I think with that revelation by himself, it brings about a very painful sharing of a painful experience, and knowing that it is something that continues to happen within our environment, the violation and the rape of humans. Of course, as a department of correctional services, we are also aware of the changes to the legislation that begin to criminalize and define, including the definition of rape, male rape. So, I will be hosting a seminar this month together with the Centre for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation and the STOP Civil Rape Organization, and we hope to explore this topic thoroughly. But I do want to acknowledge that dealing with a lot of pain, but again, giving us an opportunity to reflect on the situation within our own community. Secondly, you've asked me to talk about the media reporting around myself, something that's been distressing to myself and my family, as always. I don't want to go too much into the details, except to say to this committee that on the 6th of June, which is the same day that we have had our budget vote, I was informed by the minister, in the presence of the deputy minister, that there is no investigation against me based on the allegations that I read in the media. And therefore, I feel quite comfortable to respond to your question. I've also agreed with the minister that I will not deal with this matter through the media, but I do know I have responsibility to account. Not only for what happened in the department, but also for my personal behavior. Honorable Chairperson, as stated in my communication to DCS staff following the media report of the week of the 3rd of June, I stated to them that I have learned through media reports that an investigation will be instituted against me by the Public Service Committee. In the same communication, I stated that I have full confidence in the Public Service Commission and that I will give it my full cooperation. It is now 14 days I made that statement, and I've also not heard from the Public Service Commission about any investigation. So I think it's fair at this point to assume that there is no investigation. Of course, as indicated in my statement to staff, I would have welcomed an investigation. Clarify certain things, but be that as it may, there will be further investigation that I have on to be conducted. And I do not want to come back to God. I have already informed the minister of that. Since I do not want them to deal with the merits of the case, I've since been informed by the Eric Mission of Victoria, that he cannot face any inmate with the name as mentioned in the letter, who either belongs to the jazz band or who was at a function on that particular day. In any case, I believe when analyzing the letter, reportedly written by the inmate, it goes far beyond raising the concern about the Duncan. Behavior of the National Council, so far beyond that. It feeds into stereotypes about black people as people of low morals who engage in Duncan behavior, who have disrespect for authority, our institutions, and our industry, and our leaders. The letter further suggests an opportunism on the part of myself by being disrespectful to three serving cabinet members. And you can only read what that is trying to impart. Secondly, I reject it with the content it deserves and to every behind it. I believe it's credited to their own cause. Here is the first and here is the end. After the breakfast, and it's yet what the Apple, you can't call it a great phone, but I don't care. In other words, Oppo, Apple, Apple, Apple. But throughout this period, I felt affirmed by members of this possibility. Indeed, representing all political parties, you have indeed provided bold leadership, and it is much appreciated. I'm extremely proud of the vast majority of DCS officials, if not in the secretary, and people committed to transformation, good governance, and democracy. I will not tolerate their practices, neither for the sake of political expediency or for the sake of being a popular manager. I will not allow anyone to rob us of the gains that you have made during the week of the 27th of May to the 30th of May. It was a very important thing. And reporting around it distracted us from its purpose. But I want to bring us back to that. A lesson of the words, if you do it in the words of the chairperson of the 8th Conference of the Eastern Southern and Central African Services, to speak to a letter that he sent to me personally, made to the Central Community of the Nation, which your permission I'd like to read it, because I think indeed, reporting around my person, distracted us from something that we should all be very proud of, and that I'm extremely proud of. And the letter is addressed to me, says, dear Commissioner, any acknowledgement for a job well done. It says, I hope this letter finds you well. Let me take this opportunity to thank you, Commissioner, on behalf of the 8th Sector and myself, for a job well done in organizing and hosting the historic inaugural Ministerial Council of African Correctional Services Association Council, the so-called MINCAC, and the Interim Executive Committee meeting held recently at Kibbutz Swim Country Camp from the 26th to the 30th of May 2018. Thank you for your warm welcome to the gracious hospitality accorded to us and for the excellent arrangements made for the meeting. I wish to sincerely thank you, Commissioner, for ensuring our security and ease of transport, catering for accommodation, food and drink, truly that was home away from home, and I thank you for that. The declaration that has been endorsed by the Ministers Committee and the Ministers Champion Country State in Victoria shall remain as a monument to the African corrections for years to come. I also noted in appreciating the task and commitment as contained in the declaration to be undertaken by the Department of Correctional Services for Africa in preparing the document on the marketing strategy. Indeed, our work would have been difficult without the unstinting support and cooperation of the services. As we are about to score our winner in launching the organization in Zambia in September 2008, there are a few loose ends that need to be tightened in the Berlin Interim Executive Committee meeting in August 2008. Until then, let us hold steadfast to our long-term dreams. Accept, dear colleagues, the assurances of my highest consideration and best wishes for you to come. Your sincerely, Nguni, H. Simulani, K. M. Commission of His Majesty's Correctional Services and Texas. I'm reading that letter because I do not want to give any feeling to the letter of any further feeling to that. I think the letter of the Commissioner speaks for itself because of any concern you certainly would have raised to us. And I once again thank you, members of the Committee, both during the budget vote and I understand during statements in Parliament on Friday for continuing to confirm your confidence in me as national committee. With that, please allow me then to introduce the topic for today. And I would like to start by stating the public are sitting with
that I when I was reading the story, I thought that maybe you are having a dream about it with the same name. I thank you very much. You see, as a saint commissioner, that makes me, and we are going to do it today again. You see, I have always said that privilege can be had. By having a pen, a red pen, playing for minister, playing for commission, then don't know what kind of this image went to. Yes, I think it's not correct. And yeah, it's an inmate, so-called inmate. Now, a so-called inmate. Now, coming and writing a letter and saying that the commissioner must be disciplined. A criminal. Saying that the commissioner must be disciplined. I'm saying we are dealing with rights and privileges of inmates. But thank you very much for the clarification. Let me introduce the before you. I think that we have, as the portfolio committee, have engaged with many stakeholders since 2005. This committee has many meetings. Lucas Minton is here today. He was one of the stakeholders that we have consulted in meeting. The inspecting judge, the former one, Judge Erasmus, Nathan Erasmus, Top Crew, PSA, TAFOR. We had many meetings on this topic. And you know, Commissioner, and the department, we are saying we are not going to tamper with any human rights of prisoners, but we are going to tamper, and I must make it very clear today, Commissioner, we are not going to ask for them. We are going to say, because we are the wrong. We must tell the department what, you see, we are elected by people in Chukunga. The people there in Mpumalanga is asking in Chukunga, Cindy, are you approving this millions of rand for buying television sets? And I said it to this morning that we, as this portfolio committee, have never approved any budget to buy television sets for this criminal, this murderer, who is killing our people, who is killing our police out there. I am saying, Commissioner, that we must take this thing very seriously. But today, we are not going to consult anymore because the broader public, we have consulted the broader public. And I can tell you that each and every member of parliament here are fed up with what is going on in our country. And we as the portfolio committee are really having a duty as a public representative to really make sure that we are putting foot down and say we can't have a life. People in hospitals, public hospitals, are not having the same facility like television, say, watching television, watching the. You know, Commissioner, there is now a program on television, on TV3, prison break, on TV3. They are watching it. These very people, they are going to escape. You hear the name prison break. And we are allowing these people to watch a television. We are not doing justice. It's not correct. And we as a portfolio committee say that we have consulted. We are not, I want to stress it again, this portfolio committee don't have the intention of tampering with the rights of prisoners. It is there in the constitution. But privileges are not right. So I'm saying that we are going to deal with this, Commissioner, but you must very sure, Commission, that we are going to give you, we are going to table that this year today, and no negotiations about it. That must be clear. Thank you very much, Commission. Over to you.
Honorable Secretary, thank you very much indeed. In our field engagement with the Commission, other measures result in cutting off an offender from the outside world are afflicted by the very fact of taking from the person the right of self-determination by depriving him or her of his ability. Therefore, the prison system shall not accept as incidental to justifiable obligations for the maintenance of discipline, aggravate the substance of parents. Once we refer you to a second section of the same document, section 70 of the minimum, standard minimum rules text, as systems of privileges appropriate for the different classes of prisoners and the different methods of treatment for established at every institution in order to encourage good conduct, develop a sense of responsibility, and secure the interest and cooperation of prisoners in their treatment. And I think that for me should provide the framework within which I will ask now the Chief Deputy Commissioner, who has been supportive in their previous capacity as the Deputy Commissioner, certainly say, to do the presentation.
Now, thanks so much, Commissioner. Good morning to honorable members of the portfolio committee. I have not been here for quite some time, so the next time I arrive, I can't let you know. I hope I'm.
Whenever we see you, we know there's trouble. But you can be assured today that you say, let me tell you, we are putting food down today. No manga, nothing. You can come with your big five ideas and whatever. We are are saying we are putting the foot down. You can continue with your foot.
I'm completely disarmed, honorable members. but thanks so much, Chairperson. I think we appreciate the opportunity to engage with yourself and engage listen to yourself on the issues that you want to raise directly with the department. Commissioner has indicated this is not an easy area of our work at all. But I don't want to go too much into details of that directly into the presentation. Before I do that, Chairperson, please allow me to just raise specific things that will help only for the purpose of clarity, which I will not dwell on later on in the presentation very much. The effect of this really being that the privileges that we talk about them here and I'll define privileges later, a set of services that we provide which offenders earn as a result of their conduct, firstly, and secondly, as a result of their performance within our facilities. So in a sense, what is that is to enable us to as a facility, as a system, to gain maximum control by providing services that enable and encourage people to conduct themselves in specific ways. As a first. And the second is that the system of privileges is informed in part by security classification systems. That part is very important. And I'm raising it only so that later on as the presentation goes, we can have that distinction very clear. Privileges are informed in part by the security classification. Offenders gain privileges either as a group or as individuals. And privileges vary, they differ within each group of the classifications that I've talked about. So that, for instance, if you are classified as a less security group, it does not, or as a high security group, it does not mean that you don't have access to specific set of privileges, let's say. But the degree of access to such may vary given the specific dimension of the situation of the specific offense. There are four classifications. I'll talk to the fourth one just to make a distinction a bit more clearer later on. Essentially, there are three that are popularly used, but there is a fourth element of this classification divided into minimum, medium, and maximum. And the fourth category is a super maximum for purposes of managing security and security. And the privileges themselves separate from the classifications that are divided into three categories. We have got the A, which is very remain tolerant and open. We have got the D, which is very restrictive. And we have got C, which is very, very restrictive. Within, of course, the overall umbrella of the international protocol and the provision of our laws and the country. This classification category. In each classification category, individual or group of offenders can end this privilege. And we have a system in place now that allows us for constant review of both the classification and the privilege. In the presentation that we are going to make with your permission, we'll talk generally about the proposed I think both yourself and Commissioner have talked to the status of our policies and procedures at the moment and provide the background to, and then the instrument, the law that provides us with the framework of mandate. We'll talk therefore about the classification which I have highlighted and therefore just go through the and I owe him. And then we have the privilege to sit back on. Yes.
And then you can accept. I know that you want to do them your new trade. You want to show them new look. I know who they he was always comfortable in addressing the people from there, from here. But now he's wearing specs. Now he wants to also. Now we'll put you in the news.
And let us talk about the privilege program, which inherent to the development is that it provides for, it doesn't differentiate very much between the individual people, but that is really our standard. And the challenges that we have in providing this service. The template is here. I'm going to try and save a bit of time. I'm not going to go into that because it has been both the health of the commission and the health. Let me talk about the background to our system. The first of this is that we have the policy on privileges, which has been operational for quite some time, for a very, very long time, arising in fact both from the 1968 legislation and now from the 1998 Act. And so, over a period of time, we've defined this type of legislation. We have reviewed them in 2000 from 4 to 3. We do have a policy of privileges that has been approved by the minister. What is under review are procedures for provision of this regulation. Part of our attempt, I'm thinking here about volumes and volumes of implementation that needs a thorough scrutiny. And they need a thorough scrutiny capacity because, in part, the process of review has to take into account some of the decisions that the court over a period of time has taken. You would know, for instance, in the case of the Buddha market, an example, that when they applied to have access to other types of things from outside, the court overruled the department that it had sold to the customers from outside. So, there are these types of decisions that the court over a period of time has been taking for value of the concern some of our. So when we do this, we have to detect that the decisions of the court are taken into account. We will focus mainly on the privileges and certifications as they apply to, but we can answer questions about awaiting trial as well. But we'll focus mainly in the context of the implementation process. Let me talk about the instrument that provides a framework for the mandate around this privilege. The first of this being the section 35 of the Bill of Rights, which stands that the right for the board is to communicate with and use the steadfast power method in closing to the counselor and the counselor. Our white paper, in the other hand, has to provide that offenders must be given an opportunity and resources to interact with them in the outside world. It further holds that the criminal relations to both offenders and similar are obstacles for them, but in other matters, it must be used to both of offenders from the effect of the right to the education of offenders. I think this repeats somewhat what you could say in the section that commits more to the relationship of the minimum. Standards of our Act as well as the 41 section also provides for rendering of the aimed at preparing offender to respect the study. So that the essence of this is that we cannot lock people away from access to to be able to operate when they go outside. So the system of integrity to the outside world becomes paramount. European Master is now on special traditional qualification by getting by the transmission by letter, or by any similar means that Oscar is often called by the IPC. That is the framework of what your IPC is mandate for what you're thinking about today. And then there is an issue of classification that I've talked about. And the classification of inmates is an internationally recognized, I think, is the classification that Commissioner May has made to the framework of transport. In which it is also ensuring the improvement of national security, addressing the offenders in an appropriate security classification level for examination of housing needs, for planning needs, and rent allocation. Important for us is this type of classification that enables us to separate adults from young offenders, that enables us to separate people that pose security threats to others away from those that are potentially vulnerable. This system has got an interface with our privilege system and justice in that regard. The inmates are classified into three categories. There is a minimum, the medium, and the maximum. The high-risk offenders that cannot be housed in the normal maximum security are placed in the high-risk security facility. You know about the hospital facilities in the suburb. And the placement of offenders in the three security classification categories is based on the utilization of admission security risk classification tool, which is conducted on all new admissions. So you come in based on the interviews you conduct, based on the symptoms of the initiating sector of the post placement patient. The system allows the person that is conducting that interview to score you on a lot of sections of that to make a determination about the classification. Of course, the system, as you see, that may not be able to give exception the potential risk that you pose to others, and therefore, our policy makes a decision that the scoring can be amended by the head of the facility, if indeed, and especially if the security threats are high for you as well as the others. Offenders are reclassified, therefore, for acting about depending on the level of their sentence. And this is made primarily to enable us to be able to provide better classification on ongoing basis for the inmates. I'll talk in general about the first classification and the second classification. I must go through the other stuff. What we have, as I say, is that to walk into our facility, we have a classification through that classification. But over a period of time, for example, if you are sentenced to 5 years, our view is that there must be a system that enables us to evaluate you on an ongoing basis. And therefore, there is a reclassification tool that gets applied a different set of intervals for different set of offenders depending on the length of their sentence. And thereby, depending on their conduct once again, depending on their performance, they will be evaluated to achieve a different set of results, and that will provide for their housing program. In terms of privileges, this refers to services of both registration and other related decision not for particular recording an offender good conduct and performance. And therefore, it's additional to different set of rights that offenders have. Privileges are divided into very fair individual privileges that you get as a person. But they are also set of privileges that groups of offenders can have. I'll not go into the question of that, but I think the distinction is important to my doctor. An additional to this type of privilege, there are also anomalies that offenders are exposed to either as individuals or as groups. And this shattered my difficulty to the issue that you raised at the beginning. So required to look at as the fourth and smaller person. This will be the kind of privileges attached to the this system of privileges. In the main, helps us to promote and support offender interaction with the family and society. thing I think is that from the beginning that have this your kind of disease, that people have that are regulated, and that people are saying it must end the right to increase or otherwise what you cannot do, what you cannot do is deny people the right to have this patient. What you can do is that minister in such a manner that people conduct themselves with a good deal more. For most Christian and moral, it's a beautiful thing. For us, it's clear the interest and cooperation of the offenders in their treatment. For most cooperation in offenders and institutions, to provide offenders with opportunities and resources to interact with the outside world. To ensure that the policy addresses the issues affecting the treatment of foreign offenders in line with their sexual sentences. Just a simple breakdown of the series and how they went. You'll have a brilliant book on the issues that I'm talking about. You will then have individual and group activities. When you go to a group activity, what you have is that offenders who end the right activity either in the house in the state or as a team of some kind to end the right group and the state in some specific domain. This for instance can allow them to watch the control to the program, to also display an indoor sport or something collectively effective. And then we'll have individual privileges, which are divided into three effects. Provided the basis of all the but you have the primary and this really is an attempt to say there is part of the interface between an offender and the outside world which is critical. People cannot survive without that. And this will be about ensuring that the people, while they are there, they will maintain the relationship with some consider with their families. And then we'll have the second which will involve come in the form of a ministry for the kinds of things that people have rights and access to. Have access to listen to radio, access to specific set of books and so on. That will be in the mind. I'm going to talk just into the criteria. That people can move from group A of privileges to group C of privileges depending on their conduct. Or they can move to group A and depending on their conduct as well. And this will arise from positive participation based on the program, your willingness voluntarily and directly to be engaged and learn something out of this issue. It will come out of the evaluation of psychology, social workers, sports facilitators, and so on. Progress achieved in this program, your willingness to participate in what it is, and so on. But it can be moved out of that category, again, dependent on our performance and on our conduct. Pick up the strength. If, for instance, you have plans and a state or whatever, maybe if you come back, you get something that is which can move the different set of privileges and so on. And depending on that, you increasingly move back to C. I'm saying this having said that there are different statistics and talking about now privileges and statistics. You can move, you can be reclassified, but you can be given access to a certain category of privileges. Consistent with or to have some time to work for the classification category. So this will inform your movement to a course on different set of categories of privileges. And so it goes on to find what and how to get out of B to C and so on. offender may never be satisfied from the category. He directed to A, in a sense, he cannot complain. Any of the factors relating to motion, depending on the substance thereof, may lead to the reclassification from A to B, he directed to B. Just for instance, if you were in A, and all of a sudden became a member of the A, or conducted yourself in manner that are supposed to do that, that does not allow you to move, to push up, that given the threat, you can be reclassified all the way to maximum. And therefore, associated with the music. Separating I'm going to demonstrate an entire way of example here, how the system works. But I must make a specific point. I'll do that later. But let me talk to a series of privileges that we have. The first of this belongs to the primary, which is education. Depending on, and so this station, people have access to this station on whether they're in A, B, or C. And this is where the issue of degree will come in. You can have the right to education for 6 minutes or for 5 minutes. But for 5 minutes, if you're in A, for 6 minutes, if you're in C, and so on. Even if you are in a specific classification. So the classification will inform, but they will not take away access, but they will change the decree. That's really the point that we are making. And so you will have a distinction that are made based on all those three categories of privileges, but divide that between different sets of categories of classification. And so those classifications will include higher distinction mass market as well, which is described on your set and so of this. And if you look at that, you see the changes in the degree to which people have access to. Any one of these children is still pretty popular, they're 8 years, but there will be changes in relationship and a policy of classification. Access you have in some may not have access to any of those privileges. That's an example in the second page. When it relates, and I don't know where we got the name to the second page. Too much but people want to buy sweets, they want to buy that from the cash shop and then all of those things. But these are things that people demonstrate they don't have. And so give them access to buy those things if they put money and all that. But when it belongs to different categories, they not give access to those. The making of telephone calls, but I know that person is a matter that they tell someone from about. But this is a specific issue of contact, equivalent in our policy specification. So in this regard, you can have one or the other in the case of telephone. So that if you are not able to make contact with your family for so because you are a distance away, you will have access to the patient. But there will also be instances where people have got a means on their own to make the calls, and instances where people don't have a means. And so people who do not have a means, the restriction would be higher, but that would be provided as a cost of government. An example would be that as a result of one thing or the other, you are transferred from here to there. And so you must ensure and first will be the issue of making telephone calls, and there will be issues about correspondence and access to like different types of people and all that. But these things also differ depending on the location around the area. People have that tendency during Christmas to have more of it. All of us know around the future, as an example, people have much closer emotionality than they maybe around Christmas, the same thing that has been happening. And therefore, we've changed that in this position for that reason. And then there are issues around purchases from the tax office, which have in the pipes now. The amount is a little bit heavier, but it's slightly given the cost of living relatively. The amount has been changed depending on the category that you can see there. But of course, because during the Christmas period, people have access more to, and they want to live a little bit more. And in our case as well, our conditions are somewhat changing. We have tended to make more concessions around that area for people in relation in particular to practice. And this will go as well to issues about the law and the photos, the photos of ourselves and the last one. And then the issues of amenities like access to medical instruments, participation in fires and all that. The instances where people do not have access to anyone access for obvious purposes and the instances where they do. And so some people may have an in particular in the media and minimum category they will have access to that. But that is the access that in many instances people who are in the maximum and and the issues of policies that people have, which we have also sought to regulate, depending on the different types of clothing. And this will be an issue that is provided for in that case. The issues as well around wearing of the jewelry. And this instance is where women in particular seem to have felt relatively much strong on issues of access to jewelry, more than people generally are. So some of the concepts. And then the issues of radios and so on. Access to the libraries is also it's a right to not deny, but to regulate in terms of intensity and degree. And then there will be issues once a sentence you are obliged to policy to only wear the clothing and use the linear that we provide. But that situation is different when you are with us. And then the issues of health and so on are not allowed at all, and the issues of access to budget. And the emphasis, of course, on access to budget relations. But then people may exercise the right to listen to the news, radios, and so on. Within the limits of what is permissible in the context of work, where people have to live and interface with one another. So, for instance, you cannot listen to radio if you want to do this in time during the day. You can listen to it only during the working hour, and beyond the decision period, you will not be allowed to do that. And then there are groups, privileges like the showing of feelings. Recreational activities, participation in concerts, in fires, and family days that we often have during the summer. Which then, of course, brings me to the perception of the challenges. I've said earlier on that this thing that is a matter of degree, as one thing, but secondly, the issues which you will need to allow a sense of discretion. And so in a sense, much of what I've been thinking about to the extent that there's been limitation around in terms of time, they set an aside time. An example is the sentence on your daughter is getting married, and this is a matter of emotional interest. It may not be 25 minutes, the head of the faculty may make confessions to you to have access to more time of living and interest. Same applies to the religious norms. So this is a matter of discretion as a result of the particular to provide opportunities for the master. But of course, we have limitations in the existence of the practice. You'll agree with me that in the workshop, which is a smaller population, the degree of the school will be higher than the and therefore the degree of attendance too, and living within the rules will be higher with the school more, and the extent of discussion. And so, of course, in the big opportunities, the limitations that are imposed by or awaited by overcrowding, as we are aware ourselves that given even when we have said this general standard around education. But that there are days on Saturdays or in some facilities where the incentive can be so high that it cannot allow people to have this necessary. This is in part because many of the visitations are conducted during the weekend and during public holidays and not during the week. In many of the bigger facilities where they are away from child, because our time gets consumed more in providing access and moving, therefore our resources and after moving of letters to and from court, administering that part, and therefore being difficult for us to manage the intensity of the state during the week. There is some flexibility in the weekend, and also providing tools that are being supported with the adequate. We had a concern that there's an amount of other issues of children, parenting children in our facilities, the constraints of facilities, but we're making every effort. Part of our service delivery improvement plan now is to make sure that we improve our work around education, and especially around parenting children in our facilities, just to make an environment habitable for children when they interface with their. And then there is an issue around the telephone call that I have said earlier on, where it's not the absence of policies around it, it's merely the issue of control of this, which is a bit of a problem for ourselves. But separate commissioner indicated our attempt really is to try and make sure that whatever we do, we don't infringe into the rights of offenders in ways that will extend the limitation that has already been imposed on them, but also to make our environment as manageable as possible and as humane as possible for them. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Members, there's the presentation. Thank you very much for communicating. For the president. But I must say upfront that it seems to me, you see, this reading, it seems to me, Mr. Mutege, Commission, that we want to make prison a comfortable place for criminals. And I'm saying it upfront that there are some of the things that you are. And we are dealing here with people who have done very serious offences, maximum prison. You can't say that this person must have a radio. The other day, the very same department said to us that when the two officers were shot in Pimet, that the gun was smuggled into a radio. That was the explanation that the department gave to us. A portable radio. That gun of Gomba and what is the other name? Zondervater incident. The gun was smuggled into a radio. Now, you know, we are not taking any rights away, but we are very serious about this privilege. Family days. These people are having rights there. What about the victim? The victim is seeing these people having rights there in a prison with this, and they have committed rape, they have done what? And we want to make prison a comfortable place. No, I disagree with them. But members, you can ask questions.
Yeah, on the music, on the page 4, my question would be, it says in the page 4 of the presentation, under the title musical instrument, the first bullet says that a musical place daily on an individual basis in the cell after normal working hours. And the third bullet states that no musical instrument may be played in the cell after normal working hours. Now, secretary, my question will be, how do you clarify the two categories statements? That's the question that I want to consider. Thank you.
Thanks, Madam Renya. What it was?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm grateful to you. It's such a long run. This has been made possible. Our people have tend to make prison five-star hotels, so that now they commit to whatever they do in order that they go and enjoy those privileges inside them. It's time the department says nothing to you. I want to find out from you, Chairperson, that since the policy on privileges is under review, which document is the Department of Correctional Services is using to guide the areas under review in that policy? Two, we've just been talking about telephone calls as a privilege. They tend to be abused by both the offenders and the officials. Allow this type of exercise. What measures are in place, Mr. Chairperson said, to ensure that this tendency is minimized in light of the security risk it poses? Thank you.
Thank you for
I would want to know is how it is happening, trying to balance between what the prisoner get or may get in prison, and that on the perception people have outside said that it is like getting prison. How do we balance that? And I'm having a discussion with the person in the understanding that he needs. Prisoner and the right to information and participation in the citizens and protocols and to the constitutional country, and we have to respect our constitution. But secondly, there are people who do not have TV in Britain, and they are victims of crime. They only depend on the race. But people who are committing this crime have both registered TV, they have newspapers and so on. And there's all the things happening to the presentation. Even those who have the protocols were referred to. They don't specify the regularity or the frequency of the things. But if you check, in our present state, things can be had as frequent as every day, as frequent as every hour, as long as we have money to can buy the newspaper. What is the difference between me and a person who is in prison? Who access all newspapers in the country and access all news on TV and that. But for such a person, he is in the prison. We have a situation where he would find a TV in each cell. That's what is happening. And some of these things that are presented here are not speaking to what is happening in the house. In each cell, there is a TV. So somebody can sit on his bed. Watch a TV, it's like a boarding school room or a nurse's room if it's ever been in the nurse's home because they have all the facilities. What is the difference? under the presentation. Is it part of rehabilitation? I stand here on the phone. I want phone. A telephone booth in prison. And a prisoner can have. I wasn't calling any booth. I just called the number and the prisoner can and how do you control them? And when they escape, we still not to know what to do. I don't know. I simply think that I'm referring to good as that it is having. We are a constitutional country. I think we're not having to do. And probably if you could make sense to the very fact that these people can take our houses, some of them, they take our things, they rape our children, they kill our brothers, they go to prison, they want TV, they drink water, they have three meals, they have everything. And I think some way we have to look at it. So that is good. And I'm saying this understanding the fact that we are a constitutional country. We are taking time to some of the protocols to put us. I think we're better.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's the sentiment of members of parliament here. The sentiment that you have suggested. We are taking
time. Thank you. Will I be corrected by saying that this policy that is going to be reviewed is influenced by pre-1994? The reason why I'm saying this is that to me it seems as if these privileges are given to the criminals as we think they are political prisoners. That is why I'm asking the question, am I to correct if I'm having that perception? These privileges were supposed to be given to political prisoners, yet they had to fight for them to get them, our political prisoners. Then in classifying offenders, the DCF is using an objective structure according to. What are the advantages and disadvantages of this objective structure?
Thank you, Chatterton. On the presentation in terms of the challenges on the page 50, it says this DCS needs to have more collective facilities for visits, for example, they should be child friendly daycare center while the adults and the offenders are talking. Chatterton, I want to know that why this is the challenge, because when we talk about children, we're not talking about inmates. Why they have challenges in terms of that? What is the problem to make this this child friendly care to be there? Can they explain what is the challenge for that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think both of these questions are good opportunities to take information. And I would like to make sure that we engage the question more directly. But then I think the point, once again, the point for us to consider, I think the Honorable Taylor made a very insightful comment about the existing policy based on. Kind of evolved prior 1994. And that in itself is the cut of the message that when it comes to the population, we do not make a distinction between what is happening with the state. That in response to that thing, I don't think they need that kind of thing. And so therefore, yes, it is more of a general policy based simply on the classification system that we have had. So that's very insightful. Secondly, I do think that the committee's anger is something that, as I said, you need to not be I meant to serve as a commitment about the fact that they obviously have a plan. And these days, many South Africans are living in the field. But speaking of crime, we do not have any of these places. And the television, I think, takes us through it. But the idea of television is not a place where inmates can have access to entertainment. Well, I think within the confines of the correctional facility, one can understand why it is important to keep people busy. I think the primary purpose of these tools should not be lost sight of. Jefferson and I have been in touch to the Chief Deputy Commissioner's Development here, the active one, and I hope the Chief Deputy Commissioner's Development here now will follow through on that. That is the purpose why we procure television in this process, was intensely to advance our rehabilitation and development of it. In other words, programs that we have developed that addresses the offending behavior of people, and not the kind of entertainment that currently our television is often used for. So I'm quite upset. I think we need to have the instructions that we need to move with speed to develop those content programs, and that our television are extensively used for that. Because we are saying, and I'm sure this committee will agree with me, that rehabilitation is at its core, and we will use whatever tools and technologies to advance that. And so therefore, currently as it stands, I must confess that we have not moved as far as the television office to the intended objective that we have set for problem, and I have asked that be corrected as a matter of opinion. But let me allow the colleagues to deal with some of the technical issues in these Mr. Mustafa, I know, may want to address some of the security risks that may arise from the privileges and why we need to begin to look at some of these privileges as they exist in a sense that compromises the security of our institutions. A very, very serious matter.
No, thanks so much,
man.
Perhaps just starting with the first one, it may be less of a contrast really more than anything. But the distinction would be that if you are in a semester, it is possible, and in fact you can play your radio sound at Nestable after hours. But if you are in a communal cell where there are other species, you will not be allowed to do that. You can only do that during the time when everybody else is awake and potentially not going to be detected. And so that will be the distinction. It may not have been captured properly in the summarization of the PowerPoint. Chairperson, around the issues of the phone, it's a difficult thing. I'm saying difficult because we have since discovered when we wanted to act that the interest on the matter does not lie exclusively with us. There are a whole range of other security considerations that you need to put into place on how we manage the issue of the phone. And I can only say this now in very general terms, but let me say that part of our considerations amongst others was to block altogether. We did ask ourselves a question whether the use of cell phones among others within our facility or within a precinct of our facility should be permissible. And therefore, we are in constant discussions with agencies that can help us move in that direction. But we're going to take all other related security issues in our time when we do that. We are in the process of reviewing. We know that access control is the problem. We know that we should, I think, what Ms. Chikunga is saying. Access and management of that, we know that that is a problem. And of course, the next question we ask is, how then do we deal with this thing? What's currently happening, which is what generated this, is that we have delegated the responsibility for installation of public forms to the region's area management, and therefore there has been proliferation of this type of activity. Our intention is to streamline that, use technology in such a manner that we are able not only to identify and be able to limit technological the time we can spend on, but also to make a determination about whether what you're saying and who you're saying of it is indeed a person that you are confident that technology can. But the limitation of this is the proliferation and different set of service providers which you must streamline to be able to develop systems of control around that. I think for all intents and purposes, that is how in the near future we'll limit the general abuse of this facility. We do, of course, have inmates that are categorized differently, that are forever, amongst others, doing a whole lot of menial work around the facility, either helping in the kitchen or doing all sorts of other things. As a result of the security certification, they are able to do much of that. And so, incidentally, could be passing the bringing home to pick up an answer and so on, which, of course, is, demonstrates the limitations around control and so on. I think Commissioner has answered the issue around the victim of crime and the comparison made in respect of access to some of the communities which the general public does not have. So I'll not go into that at all. The point about children really is that I don't know if that many members of the committee might have been in the vicinity of the visitation. And realize that atmosphere is not good at all for a child. It's actually very traumatic if you are a child in the presence of so many other people talking about your head and so on. But of course, if you leave a cell, you cannot leave your cell there if you're going to take your child to go to the significant other, the parent or so. But that child might not be interested in what people are talking about. That child might need a space somewhere else. Of course, the same, that space is necessary. And therefore, we need to be able to update our facilities such that for those limited instances, such children are provided with a space that is conducive for themselves. I'll leave the issue of the school.
I think with regards to the issue around the tools, the advantages and disadvantages, it's very important that we have a risk classification tool. If we don't have the tools, we will be subject to having offenders in our system without any degree of knowing what is their risk and what degree of security threat they pose to us. With the tool also gives guidance to have a very wide range of offenders in the system, from under a year to over 25 years with a double supervised sentence. So I think the tool for us has many advantages. You need to have logistics going through. So all they can be consistency, and you have a set criteria against which you decide to determine what court should you appoint to the offender. Now this is the advantage of a tool of any sort. Is that it can be too structured and it can be too rigid. But I think what we have chosen to do with the risk classification tool is just come into a new system where we are looking at different crime categories. Currently, our system focuses on five crime categories, but it's too big and it's too broad. We have now gone into 17 crime categories, which will help us to distinguish the degree of classification the offender can be posted. So, for example, if a person comes in with murder, we do
don't only see the school based on climate schools, but we look at previous school infections, we look at the circumstances around the crime, the other kinds of offense and offenders committed. Knowing if the person can be the same offender, the previous school infection will send back to maintain. We are now saying let's look at the offender, look at the nature and circumstances around the crime, what to offend them, how to go to the same kind of situation. So this school now will actually call those offenders according to specific circumstances that the offender comes in front of them. So the type of treatment intervention that you engage with will then be a form of according to the offender. So it's not like putting all the things to the hospital machine and coming up to the outlet. There's been new things and things that you have. So that would be the main important point to have in the treatment.
Thank you very much. On this one of the review, this review was done in 2000. This is what the document is showing. The review, the last review was in 2000. The presentation? That is what the document is showing. We have not seen that document. And I am here in this committee since 1994. And I'm saying now, when you are reviewing this thing now, but the commission has already said that this policy will also come to Parliament. Because it's very much important that we see what you are doing, because we are having a list of that we are going to take it, so that you must, but you have already said. Commissioner, but I'm going to give Member Chan. I'm very much happy that you have given instructions for this TV program, rehabilitation program on this. You see, Commissioner, the thing that Cindy Chikova is talking about, here in Polokong, we visited now, it was in November,
mm-hmm.
Each and every cell, single cell, having a television. And you know what was the explanation? They said when this new television was installed, then they put this good one into each and every cell. Now, what the members have asked, how do you control now? They are watching during the night, 12 o'clock, Ponopono. Sex films and whatever. They are looking at it anytime. I mean, there's no control. That is what the members have asked. How do you control this thing? Because they are there in the single cell, and nobody cares about them. And it's not correct. But I'm very much happy, Commissioner, with what you have said to me. Let's have the man, Wenya,
Yeah, so in terms of the radio, I think also the department must make sure that they monitor. There's a cell that we get in the time that they connect the wire on the light to make a basis of the radio. And you find that they go every day there, and they don't care about what the image that they need. And how dangerous is that thing, we don't know. So I think also the radio must be monitored, that this radio are working with a battery or are working with electricity.
just sitting and thinking, what is the criteria for an inmate to get a ride or anything like that? Because I would have thought that if you are kept in a single cell, you have done a very serious crime, not unless you are very serious. I just want to find out the criteria that will be to get a raid or anything like that. A raid on the TV.
Yeah.
And the outcome of having an impact on that situation of overcrowding.
Thanks,
Mr. Director. What's it called? Mr. Chairperson, during the budget vote, we called upon the department, rather we called upon the public, the members of the public, to desist from bringing radios, because in the radio, as you have just said yourself, they bring all sorts of things, dangerous things and drugs. How does it come about now that the department seems to be allowing these radios into the cells? What criteria do they use to justify the bringing of radios into the cells? Carrying guns, carrying drugs, carrying all sorts of things. No. Let's be fair. Let's be fair, please.
Thank you.
I wonder if you could request the department to provide us with this policy on privilege to this under review so that we can look at this and also make
I do not want to be too effective. I really want to say the time is such to do so, and I hope we can do so I can only say that it will be related to the question about the loose kidneys that have been put in single cells. I think quite clearly we must be suffering that in the community.
Thank you. you?
Maybe my colleagues would want to respond to some of the evidence you say to the committee.
Commissioner, I think you have answered quite a lot in one stroke arising from this question. But I was just impressed by the point that Ms. Queen raised. Despite the serious mess, the issue of people charging. And it talks to quite a serious mechanism. From where one is sitting, I wouldn't even have hesitated as a member of parliament in that situation. Because it does say that somebody has been walking around there, somebody has always known, and somebody by omission has tolerated that situation. So it can't be, not even in your own house, you do things like that. That's not permissible. And so in a sense, we didn't have a second member of parliament to call the manager for accounting for the situation like that. The unfortunate thing is that we ourselves cannot be all over in one group. And so we're learned sometimes from our issues and for some other things, but you feel somewhat stronger about the need to discuss with yourself. I can only say, not in line with what Commissioner is saying, to the point made by Nkosikov, that, and this applies to the point made later on by Nkosikov, that the policy will not, the policy is a very broad statement, it may not help very much, but if we are to give you the actual procedures and the actual privileges and so on, which we can then interface and begin to deal with. Sometimes they are all sorts of good intentions, but they're not responsible for people's conduct. That makes it ultimately impossible for us to continue in the manner in which we do. We're not responsible for. The unfortunate thing is that it spills over the things to good people who otherwise will use the law for good use. But it's ultimately the threat to security is high. Our concern is the security element. Of this thing, and therefore, I think we should be within the framework of what is provided. That if our assumptions is hit, otherwise, we must make those sorts of reconsiderations. So, this reconsideration will be made on an ongoing basis. And it may well be that what members want to look in are also different sets of circumstances. My experience that smaller facilities operate open money, but the difficulties are often higher in the bigger facilities. The problems of overcrowding make it difficult to manage some of these things. So we can get into that kind of discussion, and we'll do this immediately. Let me just make one point which I tried to make a little bit. The policies, that I'm saying policies are general statements. It's the content, the actual issues, the actual privileges that is in question here. It's not really the policy. We can keep hold, and you will see the distinction that I'm going to make. Yes. I've talked to the issue around the cellular phone, I mean around the use of phone chat. As I said, it's a proliferation which is a bit of a program and the delegation issues that data commission has been contracting the use of public goods within the other. That proliferation has made that to exist way too many of these things that makes it the issues of security difficult. Our task now is how to streamline them. And that part will do. The part where we say there will be two or three, and all of them will be connected centrally in such a manner, and there will be a position of technology, advanced technology to control the use of. That part will do. Immediately we have dealt with the contract related issues, and these people may have yet caused the good things in there, and the related issues.
Thank you very much. Any other questions from members?
penetrative. This phone must be intercepted and in control and run in Malong prison. You will never, any inmate will never make a call before that control point is not given the go ahead. It's not free for all. So then you can control where this criminal is going to. And you know, there's a minimum and there is hardened criminal with a long sentence. But they are controlling the system. We are also very much sensitive to the fact of minimum. We are talking here about maximum inmates. Minimum that must prepare themselves to come out. Mr. Kunga has raised the issue of rehabilitation, and I want to make it very clear that we are the front runners. We are there for rehabilitation. Our policy. We must rehabilitate these people. But we are also saying rehabilitation is a process. You can't have a person now serving life sentences or whatever. That means Victoria Court sentences with criminal who have killed a human. What is the name? Shandini human. And now all of a sudden this guy, you know, Mr. Commissioner, yesterday I got a call from one inmate there in Central Pretoria. He is saying that I'll read the SMS then. This one was a prison officer. He said to me, Mr. Bloom, you know, we want to complain. It's a prison officer. We are sitting here in Central Prison with people doing very long sentences. 200 years, 500 years, others are doing life and so on and so on. Very dangerous. We are concerned, Mr. Bloom, that if these people are going to escape, these people are going to point fingers at us. These people are very dangerous. Why are they not shifting these people to Kongstad, and to Sandra, to other Kongstad that you have removed? And I said to him, very good point. It's true that these people are sitting for a very long time. But I'm going to read you. And that's why we are feeling so strong about this issue of phone. This is now our waiting plan. It's in our waiting plan. He sent me this SMS. And SMS.
Yeah.
In our waiting plan.
Yeah.
He's saying, I'm not going to read the name. We are in CMEX prison at A5 section. We are all awaiting trial transfer from New York prison to 22. And then it goes on. It's a long
episode.
Yeah. CMEX head of prison, Mr. Panazi, or Julius, number what, the telephone number. They even confiscated cell phones from what and what Nokia 6210, NT, Samsung F500 inside CMEX at night on the 12th of March 2008 via the cell phone in CMEX. This person is saying that the head confiscated the cell phone and they found this two cell phones, Nokia 6210 and F. I am saying the reason why we are so, Commissioner, people are being murdered every day. Children are being raped every day. It's not nice for us to hear from our colleagues here. I'm saying this morning, you know, one of my colleagues met me in the car park. He said, yeah, you people of the five cars, when not nice. And I said to him, no, we are going to do something. And I'm sure my colleagues are also hearing this, members of the committee. We are serious in changing this. Commissioner, I am happy. I had it here. Television access to television should only be restricted to educational programs. But you have already given instruction for that to happen. We are feeling very strong on those two. The telephone and the television, but you have addressed it already. I'm saying alternatively the phone, it must be intercepted, it must go to a control. And I know that there are companies doing that. They can do it for these people not to phone. You remember the other day one called to and said, he was sentenced that person. I called you when I was there to meet with this criminal who escaped and they have arrested him, and he is now under investigation for 13 murders on the head. Now he phoned me from CMAX to say I'm having this information and this information. It's not right that we must have that type of thing going on. But Commissioner, I don't know if you want to have your closing remarks for that reason. Before you finish your Chukumba.
I'm not sure whether Mr. Mosquito has responded to my request to get fully included as a dynamic. But it is really questioning. Because before we move forward,
that it's not a policy, we'll bring the policy. The policy is too safe. It will not help. You will give you the whole basement. That's the
thing. You see, I'm having one. I'm saying my intelligence is very good. I'm
having
one.
That one is old.
You see, I'm having one. You are saying it's very big and very big. Here is the document. And you are going to review the very thing. So, you must have the new one. And put this one next to that review. So that you must.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson, honorable members, for a very robust discussion on something that you simply said is quite complex. It has been engaged and it has been really requires a lot of us to do so in a very responsible way. I'm happy to submit this job, especially in context, all the clear indications of its willingness to do so to an upward responsibility. I think we need to be very careful that we do not formulate policies that people on the basis of infection. That we can use the system to begin to generalize on the basis of those things that have gone wrong. And things do go wrong. And we only hear about the things that go wrong. But on a day-to-day basis, there are many relationships that we have, many interactions, and things go well. So it will be a pity if we design policies for people on the basis of infection. But having said that, for us not to remain indifferent to the fact that I've said that we are experiencing and your concern about these things is not to continue to compromise us. I think we've heard that, and we will make work of those options that we have put to us, either to make sure that we are there better control over these facilities or then not to allow these facilities to be there. I've recently read a very insightful book that one of the honorable members referred to, Mr. Richard Munting, insisted, I think, some research that he has done about prisons as moral institutions and placing the obligation on others to act for services to have a standard of morality that often is not required outside of the context of incarceration. Because of the extreme importance of issues such as respect, basic decency, trust, and safety in that kind of environment. I have really learned from that very empirical research being done in UK prisons. And I think for me also, in engaging with this issue, to be quite aware of what his church is telling us. And Mr. Linton believes I should read a lot more things. He's given me another book. I will read that book. But this is, again, thank you very much for having received us and having given us feedback. We always open to feedback from this committee. As I said, you do have your feet on the ground and your ears on the ground. If we do not listen to you, we will reject a very, very important report that should be at our disposal. So thank you, and please be assured of our continued commitment to engage with these issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Now, Commissioner, it's very good for you. It's very, very good for you. But you see, we are in Africa here. And, you know, when you compare and when you do that research, we are very young democracy, very young. And we are, as I said, we are in Africa. You know, you go to any, and you know that, you go to any prison in Africa, compare it with South African prison. You know, those people are saying, ah, you are playing here. Yeah. Some of these prisons in Africa, the family must bring food for their people inside prison.
Yeah.
They are saying that we are paying. People are crying out. It's very good, Commissioner, and I will also encourage you to leave. But also Africa stuff. Africa stuff. Commissioner, thank you very much. No, it was a very good, very good. And I think, Commissioner, that the expression of the member is quite clear that we must do something about things, privileges in prison. You know, we are public representatives elected by constituencies. I've made an example of this. People are going, you know, Commissioner, you go to a public hospital, you check the food and the conditions under which these people, law-abiding citizens, are lying in that hospital. The type of food that they are getting. Then you ask yourself, and you go to Baltimore or to whatever prison, where this contract, and you ask yourself, what is this problem? You can't be correct. That law-abiding citizens must have this type of food. And criminals who have caused a lot of pain to society must have this type of food. that's why we are addressing this, because the people out there, and we are visiting prisons. We know what is going on in prison, and we don't talk about these things because we read it in the newspaper before we listen to whatever we know. We are there. We see. You know, the first thing that these people, your staff, is doing, they want to break, then they will take us to the kitchen. That's the first thing. Come and look at the kitchen. Come and look. And you know, you Chairperson, Commissioner, I was also in prison, and I know I had someone, and there's no more someone in prison. I had Casco. There's no more Casco. I had a stock magazine. There's no more stock margarine in prison. There's peanut butter now. Can't be right. I'm not saying, Commissioner, that we must prevent. But, you see, Commissioner, when we are saying that, no, let's feed them, and the Constitution guarantees this thing, their right. But I'm saying that we must also limit and not say that one company must come and do the catering for these people so that they must have two beds, you must have chicken today, tomorrow is the meat, the other day is the, you know, Commissioner, I went to Kudam the prison the other day. You know, I saw there are cows there, there are sheep, the pig. I said, Solomon, you know, if I can get one of them, it's prime beef. Not cheap that we are eating. What grade is this? Go ahead. I'm saying that this thing that we must look at. But I'm very much happy, Commissioner. That's why I'm saying, I've said to the start of the meeting, that you are one person, Commissioner, that really you have changed the face of the department. You have come here today not to come and defend anything, but we have come here to say, yes, so we must look into this. And this will help us, Commissioner. And that's why I'm saying the relationship between the department and the portfolio committee have changed, because there are persons like you who is willing to listen, who is willing to say, yes, no, this thing must be addressed. I am very much impressed, Commissioner, and I'm sure the committee is very much impressed that with your instruction already to say that television will only be used for educational programs. Now, thank you very much. Members, thank you very much for the participation. Our guest here that was present here, Mr. Lucas, and Lindsay. You must give me more to African stuff.
There is a new book, Mr.
Tumor. Thank you very much. Thank you. That lunch we have organized. The lunch,
please join us.